Have you heard about this tech billionaire? I think his name's Brian Johnson. He's worth like some billion dollars. He's now spending $2 million a year to try to be as young as possible.
What do you mean?
So, okay, so...
Hold on. I think I saw a picture of this guy, actually.
Yes, you can pull up a picture of it. It's really interesting. So, yeah, he's a billionaire. I think he's 40-something.
Mm-hmm. But he
made his money by... He, I think, invented that company Braintree, and Braintree acquired Venmo for like $26 million, and then Venmo was acquired by PayPal for like billion-something dollars.
Okay.
This guy's a shit ton of money. And he's determining that he wants to have the body, mind, bones, teeth, penis, rectum of an 18-year-old. He's striving for this every year, and he's willing to spend $2 million on having his own like regenerative team to ensure that his body is in going to be the best condition. He's going to make sure that he eats the right foods every day. Goes to bed at the right time, works out.
And how old is he?
40 something. Pull up.
Isn't it crazy that it costs $2 million a year to be able to?
Are they achieving this right now?
Well,
it doesn't sound like
he looks freaky. I mean, he looks like a young guy, but like Bryan.
Is this like a little experiment he wants to do with himself, or is he like just?
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Well, this isn't about his regenerative thing. This is about how he made his money. Like that first article said, he wants to stop time.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that can't be good for you.
But apparently he's having this whole like medical suite in his house, like devoting an entire room to like get all this maintenance done on his
body.
And
we thought we were doing too much when we would get IV drips after like Coachella.
Exactly.
Like we're like, ugh.
And he's like doing a whole Twitter thread on it. He's like, phase one, maximally slow the speed of aging. Phase two, reverse biological age.
Is he genuinely crazy, or is he like, ooh, this is funny, I'm going to try to do this and see if it works?
I think he just has the money to be able to do it. And he's like, I want to look and feel as young as possible.
Yes. He has the money. So he wants to know if it's possible to done. I mean, the guy's like Mormon. He doesn't drink. He like lives a really strict like life.
But his face, like there is one close up of his face that looks like super like smooth and young. It's weird.
I don't know. He still looks 40 to me. Is he trying to look like he's 18, or he wants to just feel
internally? He wants to see if it's possible to reverse aging.
And so it sounds like an experiment that he's willing to put himself through.
But you know what? By all means, I love knowing that someone's out there putting it to the test.
Sure.
To know if it is possible.
How much would you spend a year to look and feel 18 again?
If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't spend that much money.
I was ugly at that age. So I just nothing. Like, I'm good. With
yeah, right. I looked really old when I was younger.
He starts getting acne again. It's like very.
Yeah.
You know what? The only thing I think I cosmetically would get if I had a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Calf implants.
To be taller?
No. Just to look like I have good running calf. Trust me. My legs, I know there's no way. I've done the research.
Calves are genetic.
Calves are completely genetic. And I always feel like it's the one thing, if it's like I'm wearing shorts, I get so insecure about, because I just have these really lean, just long
You got like
calves.
A long tenderloin. You don't have like a...
I want that little meat.
You want that?
But I wouldn't tell a damn soul. Once you have calf implants, everyone would just be like...
But there's no way you could just like make it a little beefier?
No. Like... Dramatically enough. No,
I feel like I've seen before and after pictures of people like real scrawny, and then they have
some people like their genetics, just the way their calf looks and the way it's built. You can like work them out and make them stronger, but like it's just the shape of it. Some people, they don't have the calves that like stick out and protrude.
I've danced my whole life, and I cannot. Like, I don't have like dancer legs.
Mm.
I mean, like, but you have good calves too. Like
you want just like a little like knee over here.
It's just too lean. I want like this sturdy.
It's like when you see like a bass that's got like a nice belly.
Yes.
Like you don't want that. that's the guy.
That's scary to me. Like that's terrifying.
But yeah, he does look 40.
You can't hide that. You can't hide that
like,
shit.
Like he still has a 45-year-old heart. So what's the point?
Well, he's going to see if it's possible to reverse age it. Like,
oh God, his nails are changing color.
He almost looks like kind of like,
yeah, that's the toxins escaping through the fingertips.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think this guy, I think he's like an angel investor. I don't think he's like really like working like super. He's not running like a full on company right now.
You
right?
said he's doing it to himself.
He is doing himself, but like I think he's a guy who's like kind of.
I was judging him as I wanted to test out the way his face moves and what he sounded like.
I just think it's weird to like strive to have like the penis of an 18-year-old. Like, what do you?
That was in the article. It said
rectum and penis of an 18-year-old.
It's like, almost like questionable. Like that's a little.
It's getting
creepy.
A little creepy. Yeah.
When you give it an age, just try to be as young as possible. Why are we going like 18?
Like you could look good for the age you are, but don't try to like.
Do you guys think
we're just not there yet? I feel like we're just not there yet. I think maybe in 30 years I'll come up with shit that can help. You look as young as possible for as long, but like, don't
like just
do this.
I hope this just commits and it works out. People are gonna be like, "Hey, Brian, how's that $2 million?"
But how do you prove it? Like, see, doesn't it look 18?
Yes.
Like, what do you? Guys, it worked. Interesting. All right, let's run this intro.
Is he gonna keep renewing it?
Yeah, this is something you have to keep up for life.
Let's run this like, intro.
Oof, all right,
it's Kavital, baby. Woo!
My headphones.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming back to another episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We talking about wait, have y'all released the what
the matcha?
No, matcha's coming very, very soon.
No. I leaked that shit on my Instagram.
Oh no, we've been teasing it.
I was telling them I didn't realize that it was released like coming soon. Like they were posting full on, like obviously matcha's coming. I didn't know on the Cremota page they were showing that. And I was thinking I was doing something. I posted it in black and white with the eye emoji, like coming soon. And then I saw they're posting green. Anyway. Dude,
we've had these cups on the podcast for the last five episodes.
Yeah. That's
you didn't notice that?
Well, yeah. But then I just feel like we would have been talking about it. And then I just had it on my Snapchat one day. No. And I was like, ooh, upload that. And I posted, and I was sitting on the plane. And I was like, did I just leak that?
Yeah, no, we figured just to like have fun and just throw it on the podcast and just see what happens.
Do you guys remember when like that one guy like left an iPhone at the bar before it was released?
No.
Did you hear about that? Like it was like when the iPhone 10 was coming out, but no one knew what it looked like. Someone who worked for Apple and had the new iPhone, like it was found at a bar. And everyone was like, what? This is the new iPhone. But there was a whole theory where people thought that guy put it at the bar for it to intentionally be discovered.
I think so. Yeah, that's, I agree with that.
I love there's when no people way. Like work for a big company and they leak stuff.
I love their little
like
tactics.
It's like they're just doing what we all want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Somebody's got the balls to do it. Yes, they got in trouble. Yeah, they might have lost their job, but they did that shit. They leaked it, and it's just like I don't know. It's cool. It's kind of like a you know.
But do you remember like you'd go on YouTube and you look up like Xbox 720.
Yes.
Like
and it's all like fake leaks, though.
Fake, and you would believe that shit like it was real.
And people put it together on Photoshop, and you're just like, wait.
Yeah, they would make like the next iPhone was like it was pure glass. We were gonna be able to like look through that.
Have you seen people are like, I don't know if they're fake leaks, but the new iPhone is gonna fold now.
Oh yes,
the Galaxies do that.
Apple's so late.
Or Samsung. What is it called?
Yeah, the Samsung Galaxy.
I don't think they're going to have a foldable iPhone for the next one. I just don't see that. I feel like people are going to hate it because if they wanted that, they would go to
I don't know. Zane, we tried it.
If there was a folding iPhone, I would be the first one to buy it.
It's really fun.
It's just so satisfying.
Yeah, it is satisfying.
Like especially the tablet one.
Yeah.
And the camera quality is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're talking about for the iPhone or for
no the Galaxy. Samsung already has one that folds.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know
like
that.
An iPhone. So we tried it in the store, and it was really.
If
nice.
Apple came out with it, I'd be the first. Give me that.
So when you fold it, are you able to like? What are you able to do with the phone once it's folded?
You can still use the back. It's got a normal iPhone screen on it.
Got it.
It's like a little thicker though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still something satisfying about it.
Okay.
Like I'm gonna read my ebook.
Yeah.
You know,
so when it's folded, it's this size.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I thought it folds from this size to something super. I'm like, thin. Why would I want something that looks like a remote like in my pocket?
Apple's the same thing as Taco Bell. It's all the same thing, just in a slightly different shape. All the same ingredients. Like the iPads. is the same as the MacBook because you can get the keyboard on it with the mouse and everything and use it. Like, it's just like, it's all the same thing.
You can do a little bit more with a computer.
It's a little bit more powerful. Yeah,
yeah. A little more powerful. Like, I don't know why I can't use an iPad. I just feel like that's not enough. I need to be on a laptop to get any work done. My thing is
the iPad seems quicker. The laptops now, it's just like, you got to turn it on and wait. And like,
yes. Yeah.
That whole boot time, I'm like, the iPad's always good to go. But sometimes there's not enough space on an iPad that you really do need on a MacBook.
Yeah, I find myself on the iPad and I just put it away. I'm like, let me just go on the computer. It'll be faster because I'm not fast at an iPad.
Yeah.
I'm a lot slower. I need like the mouse and the keyboard. It's like.
Have you heard about like the millennial pause?
Yes.
What is that?
Wait, I've heard that. What is
it? So yeah, the millennial pause is something that a lot of Gen Z is noticing that millennials do when we film videos.
Oh, yes. That
we go like. Okay, so if you see a TikTok of like a Gen Z kid who is saying to the camera and there's cuts, it's right to the point. It's like there's no pause and moment.
It's almost like their first word is like cut off a little bit, but you get the gist of what they're saying. Like,
yeah, millennials just, because millennials, when we click record, we like want to see that it's recording. And then we go, okay, guys, so today there's this moment.
So we pause before we speak and it's recorded.
Got yeah, it. And they pick and just, and I think, but we're in the social media millennials. I think we know when we edit to eliminate the pause, but
yeah.
I have never left a pause like that in anything. Oh, I've
Zane,
ever
we know Zane.
I am choppity chop chop. If no Zane fucking breathes, pause.
Takes a second to breathe. Cut it out.
Absolutely. Cut and you know what? I don't even like completing my last word. In any video, I want it chopped off. I want that you last.
I get that because I feel like it's funnier. It's and funnier. I feel like because our attention span, I want it cut off.
I'm exactly.
Like, just get to it.
And it's a little bit funnier when you cut that last letter out of that last word.
I don't know why, but yeah.
It's great.
But you know what the millennial Zoom is?
No. Yes. What is that? What is when that? They're trying to make a point and they're like, you know what happened the other day? And they'll zoom in and then they'll zoom back out. And it's like,
they're like, you guys.
And they're doing it like every other word.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that. I can't.
You go, you guys know what I mean when someone does that.
I didn't know that was a millennial thing because I noticed kids doing it and I was like, this is so, like, it's very Emma Chamberlain's. Like fan base.
It's millennials thinking that it's they're funny to do that on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the millennial Zoom is it's naturally where they're do like you can do a Zoom on like a vlog, I think, and still make it funny.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it like just the in out with your finger, you're like okay.
Or just like start like that and end like that. Don't like zoom back like in and out throughout the whole video. It just like you lose them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just
it's not a little overkill when they keep doing it.
Are emojis out?
Are emojis out?
I can't tell you the last time I texted with
him
an emoji.
And I, that's, you know, one of the things I noticed about him when we first started dating is he doesn't use emojis and I don't use emojis. I've never been an emoji gal.
Oh, Patricia, she never uses emojis, but I try to use loving emojis. Like I'm always adding hearts and stuff. She's like, good night, love you. And I'm like, love you too. Hearts, kissy. Moons, like holding, like dancing.
We just use exclamation points.
Yeah, I use it. Yeah. I use it as a sarcastically.
It has to
I
be
never,
a one.
Me too, ever me too. Use
it? Yeah, seriously. I like it as like a one emoji just response, like a funny rare one.
Yeah,
I will That's say like, one that does make sense that I have used kind of sarcastically, but it just makes something so much funnier is like the melting emoji. It's like.
That's really good.
It's so the melting one and then the like oosh. Oh,
the dirt, like you're it's like,
like those two are the best thing to ever happen on iPhone. I love them.
I also like the dead one or it's like stenciled out. It's a smiley face.
Oh yeah,
face,
the
it's
dashed. Like, yeah.
Oh wait, what is that one?
It's transparent almost. But you use it as like a like I'm disappeared, like I'm dead. Yeah. I don't know, like.
I've never seen that one being used anywhere. Like I've seen it always in my like.
If it's like, I see something cringy and I send it to someone else, like it's inside joke, I'm just like, yo. But it's like it's a more dead way.
It's equivalent to Homer Simpson disappearing into the bush.
Yes.
Right?
Perfect. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's what it
feels. Or I love the one where just the girl's standing.
What? Just the standing emoji, but the way they're standing is just really, it's
that. It's funny when they're used for like memes, like, or like the blind one. It's so good in the right context. It's so good.
I didn't see anything like.
I've never seen that one being used.
That melting one is
the melting one.
Go up, show them the melting one. That one.
Oh,
it's just so like it's almost the same vibe as the.
The raising the eyebrow one is pretty good too. We're like.
they're getting good with them though. Like it just, if you notice some of like the one with the big nose, like Pinocchio. Or the, I really like
what
the one,
the smoke one.
No, dude, the raising of the eyebrow one, if somebody comments that on your thing, that's like a knife in the chest. Is it just me or does anyone like agree with me of what's going on?
And what the hell's going on?
Like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And you're like, what did I do?
What are they seeing?
What are they seeing?
Do you see the one with the guy who's like this, like with the smoke coming out?
Yeah.
I love that one. Have you ever seen that one?
Which one?
The one on the right? One on the right?
Zane does. If Zane was an emoji, he'd be that one. The whoo!
That's always so good to.
Oh, no, I like that. That one's good for like.
Crisis averted.
Just like, you suck.
Yeah,
Or just like.
Couldn't it be me?
Yeah, that. It's so good.
Dude, that vomit one is intense.
Yeah.
I think they like enhanced it. They added like more.
I love when you notice they start adding more details. Or that like tearing up one, people like only use that sarcastically.
Wait, which one?
Like, Matt, hold on.
I think my favorite one up there.
Like Zane, me.
The half face salute. Like,
yeah, is that like? Is it half?
Why is it half?
I think it's just like. Like,
I don't think there would be enough space for it if it was full.
Well, it kind of like adds to it to make it like a little bit more like
sarcastic.
I bid you farewell. good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's intense. That's funny.
Maybe he's like leaving. He's on his way out. I'll be back.
Oh, the one though I feel like emotes the most is the ones where it's like borderline crying, but it's complaining. The ones that are like,
you're talking about the one next to the blue and the blue and the yellow one.
When you're like saying something, like I feel bad for it. I feel that emoji is like in pain, like true anguishing. Like,
yeah.
I also like when people use them in comments. Say there's like a video of two people fighting, and one person's like screaming and over the top and like just almost funny, scary, and the other person's calm, cool, and collected. And then they go, girl on the left, and they use the devil emoji. And girl on the right, it's like hearts and flowers and diamonds.
You can be really funny with emojis.
Yeah. That I still like those. the three yellow sparkles that they use for a certain word.
Yeah.
It's definitely out of style, but I still do it.
Oh my gosh.
I was wondering why it kept going back.
Oh my gosh, that was scary. Is it because I brought up the devil? Not today, Satan.
All technical difficulties.
People that collect like Nike Dunks and Jordans, they definitely use that blue ice frozen.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
It's like too
Man,
cold.
That shit is cold.
I would love to see different conversations of people using different emojis just to see how they use
them.
Yes. That'd be really interesting.
People are funny these days on the internet. Like,
so funny.
Comments, man.
I can't keep up.
That iced out emoji.
Shit is cold. Like someone posts like exclusive dunks.
Go down the purple smiling devil when that weed is fire. Like send that. Like,
this shit is. Some of those hearts need to go. Like you don't need to wrap one up.
Yeah, I hate those.
The boo boo heart.
I love the double pink heart. That's the one I do the most.
The get well soon.
The 100. See, that one's a sarcastic one. The 100 with the
flames. Yeah. I'll do like the laughing crying face with the 100, 100, 100, 100.
Yeah.
Fire, 100, 100.
I want to be on the. Is there an emoji that you feel like
isn't out?
Is missing.
Yeah.
There's a few. They don't have a pickle. There's no pickle.
Oh.
I tried to use it the other day.
And I feel like that could be
used.
You
know what I had to do? I had to find a picture of a pickle, save it to my camera roll. Do you know now you can hold down a picture and it'll make the background transparent and it'll make it a sticker?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's how I sent it. So I like made my own emoji.
Oh, cute.
That's good.
It was very important to the joke.
Oh, there's still like a handful of like American food that's not included because emojis are all made by a Japanese company.
I've never seen a lot of these.
Oh, I love this one. I was this close to
what?
This close to losing my shit. The middle finger is so good. The Italian one's my favorite. I do use that one.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
What is this? I have not seen this one.
Which one?
The hand that's like, that's this?
Oh.
What? Oh, reaching. Yeah, why is it just like...
Is that on our phones right now?
Yeah. They added a whole bunch recently.
I can't believe they have this one.
That was great.
Yeah, that's a good touch.
Have you know about this one? Like the little hearts? Like it's supposed to be like a little heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to do that at Panda Express.
That's like a K-pop thing, right?
Yeah, it's big in like Korean culture.
Oh, I hate those hearts. I can't believe they brought that back.
I've been kind of doing this one ironically.
You know which one I hate?
Oh.
That heart.
I used to do that all the time.
No.
You don't like that?
Kids just do this now. They do one hand. One hand like this, and they go.
I'll never forget at the end of our theater banquet in high school, there was a girl who went up and she was like a senior and she was like saying how much she loved the theater program and everything. And she's like, so-and-so, I heart you so much. And I'll never forget it. Oh, it was the cringiest thing ever. It stayed with me.
Damn.
Oh, wait. So what do you got? Are y'all going to Florida this weekend?
Yeah. Yes, we'll be there this weekend.
For the same
Champion Porsche.
Yeah, Champion Porsche. Hell we're going to be, we'll just be there. We'll be meeting people, selling coffee.
Cold coffee or hot coffee? Go down.
So we have a couple baristas and espresso stations. So we're going to be doing espresso drinks, iced espresso.
Hell yeah.
Different stuff.
Are you going, Mariah?
I am going.
Shit. Well, sorry, guys. If y'all come out, I will not be there. I'll be at a wedding. My first wedding of the year.
But yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll be there Friday, Saturday. I think I'm going to come back Sunday sometime.
They begged for Kromoda back. They said, we are not having this event unless Kromoda's there.
There won't be one single car.
Do you just hate that like you can't just take your Porsche to the Porsche event?
I know.
I bet you're there.
I said that last year. I was like, do you feel like you're talking to people? Like, I have one. I do.
Yeah, you need to have a picture frame of it nearby. Being like, this is what mine looks like.
It's in another state.
Yeah.
She goes to a different school.
So Mr. Beast helped 1,000 blind people see again.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mariah just told me that. I need to watch the video because I don't think I understand.
People were upset that he was able to do it like so easily, or it was just so like I didn't watch the video. I did not watch the video.
There's
yet.
Also a lot, same here, but I think there's tons of different forms of blindness.
Yeah, so right. These people are legally blind. So basically they have something in their eye that is fogged up. So the surgery only takes 10 minutes and they go in and they basically unclog it.
Oh, that's what my grandma just got.
What's it called? Do you know?
Cataracts.
Right, so he showed in the beginning of the video how they see, and it's basically how we see without glasses or contacts, but like 10 times. But so like
super
they,
fogged
like
out.
Legally blind people, not that they see black, everything's just really blurry.
Yeah.
They go in and they put like a little incision on your eyeball, like in the black part.
Mm-hmm.
There's this like foggy, there's like stuff inside of it. So they go in and then they inject stuff that breaks that down. And then they pull out all that junk. Mm-hmm. And then they put like
a clear lens thing in.
Yeah.
And then it like heals and they can instantly see that day.
How much does that cost to get that surgery?
I think he said it. Oh, it was 1,000 people that did it. And it was,
I don't know how much it was for my grandma, but my grandpa's getting it done like in a week too.
And it's only a 10-minute thing. Yeah.
I pretty much only saw the tweets.
It's a crazy thing to watch though. Like that whole surgery process.
Uh-huh.
It's insane that we figured out that you can do these things.
Who was the guinea pig?
I really don't.
Everyone in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. Yeah, they were putting in glass contacts.
Oh my gosh, my grandma would tell me about glass contacts.
Hell,
that's insane that they're had glass contacts.
I feel these little plastic soft ones. I couldn't imagine putting like a up under my eye.
And imagine that shit breaking.
Or a slight scratch in that, and that just being on.
That's probably why they all wear just glasses.
You know what I think about a lot, too? Like, even before that stuff, like, if you just had bad eyes for your whole life, there was no, like...
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, cloudy.
Oh, and that's
like,
why someone was kind of saying, like, you know, people witnessed a lot of miracles back then. Yeah, because they couldn't see.
Yeah.
Nobody was, like, everyone couldn't see. So they would make things, you know, appear, disappear, and, like... It was a miracle.
Exactly.
I vividly remember in third grade when I couldn't see the board, and I went home and told my mom, like, I can't see the board. And then they went to the eye doctor. They said I needed glasses. And I remember, because I struggled in school, I was just like, couldn't keep up. And I remember thinking, like, I'm going to be smart. It's only because I can't see the board. Oh. And then I got glasses and I was like put in like the extra help classes anyway. I was like, what the hell? I just remember being so, are you confused?
I'm not confused. My brain is not working right now.
I remember being so excited. I was like, I can't wait because I'm going to be smarter.
Yeah.
Because I really thought it was like an excuse.
Like, oh, the reason I'm not doing good is because I can't see the board. Right. As soon as I get the...
You have perfect vision, right?
Yeah.
You don't wear contacts.
Not at all.
Are you sure that you can see perfectly?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, there's
can we do a vision like, test?
Can you read that on the board?
Yeah. Celebrate Black
History Month. Can we pull up an eye exam? And Zane,
I can read everything in that Google search right now.
Read what it says under.
I have contacts and I can't see that.
Oh yeah, I mean that's
so cover your right eye. Okay,
I mean that bottom row. It's
well, you have to cover one eye.
Is it supposed to be that small?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the smallest line I can read is the third one. The third.
Read it.
Why?
What?
Why?
Oh my god.
See.
What are you reading?
Wait, he has incredible vision.
What are you looking at?
Zane, this
light's not helping. One second.
Yeah. One below
my fucking eyes blurry now.
There's no way.
Wait, Zane. Wait, Heath, don't you have contacts?
Yeah.
Wait. Let Zane, who I'm does just, not
I'm,
have.
I'm trying to read it to see what it is from his life because I'm having a tough time with contacts in.
YMC.
Oh my god.
What line
gosh.
Are they reading?
We can't see
the
it.
Third line. The third line.
Zane, that's really.
That's
good.
That's HYDOK. Oh.
No.
The one under
he's
it.
He's going smaller.
Oh, hell, I can't.
That's amazing.
And that isn't H-Y-D-O-K.
That's not H-Y-D-O-K right there on that black
the fourth
line.
One, H-Y-D-O-K.
N-V-D-O-K.
That is not an N.
You son of a bitch.
And I got LASIK. Oh, fuck. No, I mean.
Get a refund.
Yeah, that's.
That's really good.
All right, what about now?
That we can go to the bottom one.
Yeah.
O-Z-D-Y-X.
That's good. Okay.
Zane, you have really good eyes.
Like, that's crazy?
That's impressive.
Whoa, wow. Okay.
The one, especially covering one eye.
Because I sometimes, yeah, I sometimes don't, when people say like, oh, like you are 30 years old.
Yeah.
And you don't have a single problem with your vision. Sometimes when people say that, I'm like, I don't believe that. How do you not? The way we look at screens all day and like in this time.
That's true.
Of life.
You know what?
A little bit
There's times where I'll be like driving and I'll look far. It'll be blurry for like 2 seconds and then I'll go clear. But that's not because it's adjusting. I just feel like it's been happening lately for the past like maybe year or two. And whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, I might, because my dad has glasses. My mom has glasses. So I know I'm going to need glasses at some point in my life.
I think also think about genetically, like his dad and his mom, they seem a lot younger than what they are. I feel like they genuinely... Like their bodies are younger than what their age
they,
is.
They spend so $2 million a year to be that way. That's true, yeah. What's crazy to me is every time I go to the eye doctor and get a test to renew my prescription, my eyes get better every single year.
Huh?
My eyes are getting better and better.
Maybe you need to tell Brian Johnson what you've been doing.
I don't know what it is. I started at like -3.75 and then I went down to -3.5, then -3. I'm down to -2.5 now.
That's amazing.
Is that normal?
Mine fluctuate, but not that much. Like I was at 4.450 for my right eye, and it dropped to 4, and then this one's at 3.75.
Just wait, it'll get better.
You all had to wear contacts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can choose if you want to wear contacts, but yeah.
Zane gets colored contacts.
What I thought was really strange, though, I didn't know that somebody had posted it. It was cars at night. I thought everybody saw those huge streaks and beams of light going out of
the astigmatism.
Everything. I thought everybody saw that. I didn't know that it's only if you have astigmatism.
Mm-hmm. Mine's in my left eye.
Oh, when you're saying when like
when you're looking at cars and there's just like crazy streaking beams of light expanding out.
It's like it goes up and
it's
down.
Like, it's like vertical and it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought everybody saw it like that.
That's wild.
Do you see it like that? Really?
I do.
Can you pull up
astigmatism
like, oh, cars like at night? Like that's all I know. So it's so weird to me that people
can you
don't
tell
see it.
Which one of us has the astigmatism?
Which one of us has the astigmatism?
Yeah. Click that.
None of us are colorblind, right?
Oh, you know what? If you literally take your iPhone out, if it's like a little foggy, that's exactly what it looks
that's
like.
When you take a picture,
that's what I see.
Or that's what it looks like after you get LASIK for like a couple weeks.
Oof, yeah. Oh man.
So damn. you don't see it with those streaks?
No. Oh no, baby, you gotta just rub your eye a little bit, because when you rub your iPhone lenses, then it's back to normal.
Oh, have you seen this gold and white or blue and black cleat? It's like the new dress.
It's gold and white.
It's not gold and white.
It's a cleat?
No, yes. Wait, I thought that was a joke.
No.
No, because
she sees gold and white cleats. I see black and blue. And it pisses me off because I want to see it and I feel like
probably people are news or meme.
It's the same as like the black and blue dress.
Yeah, that girl. Pause. That is gold and white.
That's a blue and black cleat.
That's
what? That's gold and white.
That's gold and white.
Where is the black?
What?
Yeah, that's gold and white.
What'd you guys think the dress was originally?
Really?
Hold on, Heath. I'm kind of seeing.
The cleat is black and it's got like a gold, highlight on it.
No, it's gold and it has a black shadow on the bottom.
Black cleat. It's got a little bit of light coming in from the top. The streak is clearly blue.
He's kind of right though in terms of the way the light is hitting it, that the light's coming from the back of the shoe.
What color is the tongue?
Black.
Pitch black?
It's got like a gold sheen to it.
It's definitely gold, metallic gold with black shadows.
You're seeing a black and blue shoe?
Is this a promo?
The streaks to me are blue.
Is this an Adidas promo?
I thought of that because it's like circulating right now and Adidas is so clear.
But black and
blue. Do you think they did this on purpose?
I don't know.
No, it is gold and white.
Look at the fucking, Zane, what is this like, what is... Is it coming through a box?
It would also be, even if it, like, I see what he's saying. It would be genius to come out with a shoe that's gold and white so that it can circulate through the internet. And then they can just...
I think it was like new shoe from Adidas and it was probably in a commercial coming through and people were like, yo, that black and blue shoe is dope. And they're like, what are you talking?
But I'm saying like they probably did it on purpose and be like, let's do a gold and white shoe and the chances of it circulating as like... You know?
Well, wasn't the dress originally black and blue?
I've only seen gold.
Pull up
and
the
white.
Black and
the dress was black and blue. It was never white. And gold.
The mass saw it and said black and blue, but when you like really like take your eye and just like
stare at it,
no,
for a while,
some people yeah. just genuinely see only
the dress was black and blue. They brought the girl out on TV and it was black and blue.
Oh, they
that
did?
Was the picture.
That was the picture.
That was the original picture right there.
To me, that's gold and white.
That's crazy to me.
Hell.
But I will say, like, see,
that's insane.
You must have superpowers then, the way you're able to like separate an image from an image and see what the world in which that thing is existing in.
Like, to me, I don't see gold. That's black.
See, look at that picture that looks like a flag down.
You know what?
That is like, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Okay.
Is this too much TV? Like,
yes,
too much?
A little bit. A little bit too visual. Let's get a little bit more into stories. Interesting. Okay. God, what that shook up the world?
The guy that made an apology video for watching his gamer Twitch stream friends on AI porn. You didn't hear about this?
Dude, AI porn is about to be a huge
problem. No
freaking
way.
Did you hear about this?
Oh, God.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Yeah, this Twitch streamer, I forget his name. I saw it on Twitter yesterday. He was live on a stream and somebody saw that he had a tab open of two girls that are streamers that like he's friends with. And he was like watching
a version of them
like AI form, like performing.
And that would be like if I had Mariah like in a tab. And
yeah,
everyone
Mariah Amato like AI, and someone just like grabs her face and puts AI generates your face on another woman's body. And
it's
like,
basically like, remember those digital Christmas cards where you could put your face on an elf and it's like,
oh yeah, yes, but it's like that. But the thing is that it looks way too like real and good.
Oh yeah. No.
I missed something.
That's a problem.
That's a huge problem.
It will be
very illegal.
It will be a massive problem.
Yeah. I think it will be at some point very, very illegal.
Real quick. What I got from a little bit of the conversation, this guy got caught watching two of his friends, like fake AI porn. Is that what it was?
People saw that he had that tab open and I mean, got it. It's like case closed.
Were the girls mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were both upset. Very, I mean, it's your friend. Imagine.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is so scary. Imagine with AI porn.
Like friend group. That's really insane.
Yeah. Now it's just they're going to be pictures of you. Which part of me I'm like, bring it on. Hopefully they look good. If there's images of me,
yeah,
out there doing porn,
yeah,
that aren't. I think it's not me.
And you know, also depends on if that's something that would truly make you feel sick or hurt. Like I was even, you know, it all depends on how you feel when some shit is like that is out of you, but so I just saw like a picture the other day. It was like maybe a month ago. I saw, remember the picture of me with my belly button piercing?
Yes.
And I was like, yeah. I was like this. And then we're recreating the hangover picture, mm-hmm. the hangover picture that was somebody, I saw it like a month ago. Someone took that picture and did a really scary good job of making it look like I was naked.
Like it, the penis like came out.
I'll show it to you now. I'm not, obviously you can't see it. It was wild. But like after seeing that and like seeing like this shit going, it's problem.
You just started OnlyFans, but it's all AI. Like,
that's another problem that people can start. People could just start making OnlyFans pages and you don't really have to show your real.
Think people would care because people, they use their imagination anyway.
Exactly. So. Exactly. You know it's insane.
You know how fucked we are though? Because like we have hours and hours and hours of podcasts and videos of us audio, talking everything. And moving around at every single angle.
Oh, yeah.
Just download every single podcast and vlog of us.
You can make us
at all different angles talking. And
yeah. Like, here's a thing. I mean, me in that situation, I don't think I would care. I think it'd be more funny to me because I just feel like I wouldn't care. But for a lot of people, I feel like that's really bad, especially girls, especially because having your face on a body like that, that's fucked up. That's crazy.
That this isn't a real person.
No, but they're taking real people's faces.
Yeah,
correct.
Which is
correct.
They've been doing it for a long time, like just on pictures. But now that it's video, it's just like, it's too real.
Yes, it's the biological drive and satisfaction of all of it and not getting just served to anybody
exactly.
on the phone where it's like, oh, that girl I think at work is pretty. I want to see her have sex.
Yeah.
Boom, here it is. Oh. That's freaky.
It's freaky. Yeah, it
should be illegal to, I think, possess that. Like the same way like child pornography is or where you have-
Yeah, because I'm sure they're editing that type of shit too and that's fucking insane.
I'm sure they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Scary times.
How are they going to tackle that?
Dude, when there's AI podcasts of us having even better conversations than we're having now. Like, we gotta make that money. We have a whole AI episode the fans don't even know. They've been on fire lately.
Right? That's wild. Okay, I found it. You ready, Heath?
I guess.
Do you want to see it or not?
Yeah.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable and show you it. Okay. This is wild.
Show me, Zane. Show me.
I'm
that's
left
wild,
speech.
Right?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Just Todd.
Oh my god.
Todd next.
That's
to it.
Fucking insane.
I just saw Todd's face.
Someone sent that to me on Monday. It was like a tweet. Oh, someone like replied to it, and people were under the comments like, "Oh my god, is this like people like genuinely thought it was real?" And it's like that's it. That's it. We are at a time where now people can just like believe anything.
You're nasty.
Have Wild. You been following up with the NFL player drama with Jeffree Star and everybody trying to debunk?
Oh my god, dude!
I keep watching them just because now, it's been my whole feed. Funny.
So from what I've understood, and for the people who don't know, is that Jeffree Star has been posting these. Suggested anonymous pictures that he's with this NFL player that doesn't show his face. It's always like him from behind.
The hand on the plane. You see like a leg.
I don't know how nobody has confirmed any player yet.
It's definitely not anybody big. It's going to be like some random player.
Like who's a bench warmer.
Yeah. Are we sure it's even an NFL player? Or well, is he just...
It's just what he's saying.
Yeah. You don't think it's a stunt?
I think it's a bit of a stunt. But
because I don't think he'll ever show him. Well, I think he's just going
to... Or he used to be a former NFL player, maybe. Like, it's just...
It's like, maybe he had one season, and now he's out.
One season.
But people are saying it's like, Tom Brady, huh? No. Yo, he's doing 80 for Brady right
he's
now.
He's busy meeting Jason Nash's mom.
Why would Tom Brady want to go run around the world with Jeffree Star?
His three kids.
Yeah, right. Hi. Wait, what does Jeffree Star say?
Hi, how are ya?
So interesting.
He actually lives in like Wisconsin with yaks,
Wyoming. But doesn't he like murder the yaks?
What?
Or he makes like yak meat out of it.
No way.
Oh. No, I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe milk?
No, he made Jeffree Star, I thought, had his own line of yak meats. Like it's like him living on a
farm. It like a farm for like raising meat?
He raise like I'm pretty sure he kills his yaks, doesn't he?
Maybe. Just him in the shed just
Jeffree Star's yak ranch sells yak meat.
I'm sure maybe if one passes away, but oh god, I don't know.
You don't sell dead, like I'm pretty sure once a cow dies of natural causes, you can't sell the meat of like a naturally dead cow because that means like it died for a reason.
Is he living with his team out there or is he by himself? Like, I'm just so curious of how he's living out there right now.
I didn't even know you could eat yak.
I would yak it up.
I just hope Jeffree Star doesn't live in a house as tacky as the last one. His last one looked like
his
the damn
crazy
cheesecake factory.
That was like the Great Gatsby. It was so big.
I drove by that big yellow box house that we talked about in the high episode. I drove by it today. It's just so funny.
Doesn't it look like a teenager just made a house on Sims? Like it all has balconies out the front. Like who's sitting on that balcony? No, Bubba,
it was the one we drove by and I was like, that looks like a like an Armenian drug lord, just like crazy box.
Oh, the gaudy. Yeah.
I gotta see it. I mean, I know I've seen it driving by. I can't put the picture in my head right now.
It's weird to me that we only eat like three different land animals.
Go on. Like, chicken, pork, and beef.
Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
You're surprised it's not more?
Yeah. Like
maybe it just doesn't.
It's just interesting.
But people eat rabbit. People eat frogs.
But like as like but a like, mass. Like
everything
mass,
else is just wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like why we picked these three that it's okay. But if you saw like
a goat,
rabbit burger at a local restaurant, you'd be like, why would you? You know what I mean? Like, it's just interesting.
But maybe people here just like maybe tried it. They don't like it. Or it's just maybe it goes bad quicker or.
It's also just been years of tradition and what's been on the food chain.
Yeah, but we eat
and
like
also what's been considered holy and like relationships people have.
Like a thousand different sea creatures. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like we'll eat mussels and clams and oysters and uni and this fish and salmon and tuna and all that. You know what I mean? Like there's like a million different things we eat from the sea.
But animal, different types of mammals eat different types of food and that depends on how they taste. Like fish consume the biodome of the ocean. So, and all of that comes from like.
Yeah, but some fish eat like kelp and stuff, but then others will eat other fish.
True. But like, there's a reason why we don't eat like seagulls, even though they look like they're so easy to shoot, is because they just eat trash all the time and they taste like shit. Like, so some animals don't taste as good. You know what? That's a great question. I'm trying to think.
It's just weird.
That is interesting.
Why we don't. But I mean, it's humans. We were complicated.
We ate a dove before. That shit was.
That's what I'm saying. There's an insane amount of doves. Why are we not normalized?
I think doves are like really pretty, and people use it for like
they're spiritual.
Spiritual. There
you go. Doves have to fly. That's like inhumane though. To like chickens are like can fly, but they're like flightless, and therefore people cage them and stuff. But having like a bird that's supposed to fly in a cage to eat is like kind of cruel. Does that make sense?
I guess.
I think there's like, but the thing is, I'm not making these rules, but I'm just trying to think of like why they didn't.
Where's
do
the
that.
Line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like, then a bird to like live a natural like life has to fly around and stuff. How do you keep control of that in order to like kill it? Obviously, that's the game and fun of hunting. Chickens, they graze around. You put them there, you kill it, it's done.
Ostriches.
Right?
Ostriches are a lot more meat and they don't fly.
But ostriches don't breed as fast as chickens. How many it takes an ostrich to lay an egg probably once a month, because an ostrich egg is like that. They're not shooting.
Oh, imagine that omelet.
I would have an ostrich egg omelet. Those look good.
The amount of protein you would get in one meal, my goodness.
Wasn't there an episode of Even Stevens what hotels where like, eat an ostrich and they like make the omelet with an egg? Shit.
You always wonder why hotel like, eggs taste different. They're ostriches. Ostrich eggs.
You eat it out of the shell. You just like cut it. Yes. I don't know.
I'm going to Harry Styles concert tonight And I'm so, you know, do you see like Harry Styles like on TikTok, like videos of his concerts and fans and stuff? It looks, it's crazy where I'm like,
Jennifer
some fans
Aniston was there.
Just scream the whole time. I don't even think I'm going to hear
it. For some reason, it just makes me, seeing all this video, I'm just like, I don't think I would want to go.
Do you know what I was, like, even if, I had a question about all these, like Jennifer Aniston was just there at the recent concert. And I was thinking like, do you think their team is like, it would be a good look, people will film you, like. Like, not that they don't like him, but they'd be like, just show up to the Harry Styles concert.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of celebrities want to be, like,
seen there.
Seen,
right,
because
they
PR
all sit
move.
In that same perfect seat where the people in the pit can get them, can get Harry Styles. Like, it just...
I truly think, like, usually I don't believe in that shit. Like, oh, PR, no. I think because everybody is filming and it looks good. Like, oh, you're a Harry Styles fan. Now you're going to gain the fan base of all of Harry Styles
fans.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah.
He is like, from what I've seen, he's an amazing performer and he's great.
Here's a perfect scenario. This was not PR. This was just authentic. But when me, Todd, and Scott went to a 21 Pilots concert, right?
Yes.
And we, this girl.
Oh, I remember this.
This ended up not being a good idea because I think we hurt somebody. But there's
hurt?
Yeah. Well, not badly. Oh. But there's a girl in the wheelchair. And we, me and Todd were like, we were a little drunk and we're like, we probably felt a little stronger than we usually would if we were sober, but we're like, oh my God, like this poor thing can't see. We should like pick her up a little bit so she can like at least get a good view for
that's
like,
fine.
You know, 10 seconds, whatever. Like, so that's what we did.
Wait,
right?
She said, can you guys lift me up?
No, it was their idea.
But did y'all offer? Did you ask if it was okay?
No, I'm going to be honest. I think she may have asked.
Definitely. You guys wouldn't have just gone up to someone in a wheelchair and picked them up.
No, we wouldn't have. You're right. You know, she did ask.
But
so
like,
we're
that's
like,
a weird, can you pick me up in my wheelchair?
I mean, if I was in a wheelchair,
but look, that's not important.
I'm sure for a second she was like, pick me up.
Yeah, I think it was just good energy. Yeah, yeah. And me and Todd were a little drunk. We're like, let's do it. So we picked her up, right? And, you know, woo, yeah. And then we put her back down. And then the next set, we may have hit somebody accidentally, but I
probably
think
on
I think
accident. She, yeah, yeah.
So sorry if that was you, because I remember seeing on Twitter, but on Twitter the next day, the video it went viral. It was a zoom in video and see two people picking up a wheelchair.
Really funny.
But like we weren't thinking of that in the moment because we were drunk and we were just like in the moment with this
but
girl.
It was fun.
Like seeing that, like I was like, whoa, that looked so good for just 21 Pilots and everybody there and us. Like it just looked good PR wise. Uh-huh. So that's why I believe that people are being asked to go to shows.
Right.
Like seeing something like
sometimes Harry Styles at shows though, he'll like, oh, is it good?
Sorry,
is it your dad's
guys.
Birthday?
Sorry. People keep complaining about that. I keep on and people will hear it from my mic.
But there are moments like in Harry Styles' show where he's like, oh, is it your dad's birthday? Dad, is that you? Okay, come up on stage. And it's this whole moment. I'm like, is that dad paying for that moment? Like sometimes these interactions with fans, I'm like, is this bitch getting, like who paid? Or you know when Justin Bieber would bring up a girl and be like, one less lonely girl. I'm like, it was always the girl who got up on stage, looked like she was some rich kid whose dad paid for them to be picked up on stage.
I don't.
I think moments like that are genuine.
I think so too.
Because it's a known thing for the Harry Styles concert to bring signs. So because he's a sign reader, so he'll like pick. So everybody and their mothers has a sign out there. She probably said like, "It's his birthday. It's my dad's birthday." And then he played with it because he's very good at crowd work. It's like a comedian. Like they can be like they can be known for their crowd work. I think that's what he does.
Damn. Yeah.
I think.
I guess.
I think a lot of people go out there just because he does that. He does like a lot of crowd work. So they feel like they're going to get that moment with him. Or like for Matty Healy, you might get kissed. You might get a little makeout sesh with your favorite artist.
Or if you're Janet Jackson, she might ride you for 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, that video.
Oh my gosh.
That was wild.
Insane. I got pulled on stage once.
For what?
His name is Jake Miller.
Oh yeah.
And I just saw, I did TK's podcast and a couple videos after mine, he was on and I was like, what in the, and I have not like seen any or heard anything from him in a long time. And I was like, that's so, like, what a small world.
Wow.
He performed at like Six Flags in New Jersey. And me and my sister were there and we like went to go see the show.
How do you perform at Six Flags?
They got a stage.
They have like a huge stage.
I know, yeah. They got a stage, but you know, bring out.
You've been to Fright Nights.
It was a big spooky stage.
I'll put a spell on you.
That's so good for Universal Studios to have some shit like that. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, that's the, I mean.
Oh, that's the tea?
But did he dance around you? Like, what was the?
Well, you know, like Justin Bieber has One Less Lonely Girl.
Yes.
It was that vibe, but it was like a cool, I don't remember the song. It had something to do with like.
Mariah was out there.
I wish I could remember the song, but I, me and my sister were just like, should we just do a sign to see if like I can get on stage? And
one sign.
We found like a piece of cardboard that like a homeless person would have, and we like borrowed someone's marker, and I put it was something to do with like a couch. I put Will backflip for couch.
Very good.
And he like immediately was just like, all right, let's see this.
So you went up and went like,
and he, well, I didn't think he would actually like.
Oh, you know, his team was like.
Thank
God. We needed this.
And I like did. Oh my God.
Someone with a clipboard back there going, good. Get her on.
And and then I just like sang the song, and then.
You did the, no.
But like, it was just like one of those, I was just like dance, like I was just dancing around. Like, yeah. That's when I was a
but
little
you did
more.
But you did the backflip.
Mariah's
I did
like,
the backflip, yeah.
Right, you did the backflip.
Pointing at everybody.
Right, you do the backflip, but
amazing.
You miss the stage.
Hey now.
Speaking of artists pulling fans up, though, have you ever seen the one of Lady Gaga pulling up that fan? And that's not real.
Wait, what?
That's not real, right?
Or he there, must have been like that. Doing there's a lot of her dances, he, and like, she must
he,
have been like.
Like, he comes on stage and she lets him on stage and she does exact the choreo what all the other dancers are doing, and it just, there's no way that was real, because if that was real,
it's insane.
But it's pretty insane.
They do the same show everywhere they go. Maybe he saw a video of one filmed, learned the choreo from the week or the few nights before his performance, and like just went through all the choreo and was like, I'm gonna learn the whole dance, and then sit there and do it.
It's like the single ladies dance. Everybody learned the single ladies dance, and then when she performed it, she had all her dancers up there. If she pulled somebody up, they would know how to do it.
Yeah. I don't remember in that video, I don't remember her going, come up on stage. He just comes on stage, but usually security's really good with like.
There is a video of her telling him to come up.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe, I think the one I watched, it was right after she asked.
Yeah, it was probably cut.
I just watched it like a couple days ago. That's why I brought it up.
Sometimes like fan, or like a rapper though will like bring up a fan to like rap, or like they do a big part of the song, and like that's cute and all, but like can they go back off stage and you go rap that part though?
Say that again.
Sometimes like, or like, or even like Machine Gun Kelly had this little girl who like came on to sing, you know, My Ex-Best Friend or something, that song. And I was like, she's like, I swear to God, I was like, this is so cute. But if I was at the concert, I'd be like, I want to hear now do the song all over again, because that's what I paid just to see you, not a 5-year-old girl sing the song. Shout out to that girl. It was an awesome moment. But I'm like,
just start over.
Cute. Redo it.
Remember that video of Ariana Grande? She starts singing and the girl goes, start over. Start like she forgot to press record.
Shut up.
And Ariana is singing, and she hears that and she laughs. And then she tells him to start it over. She was so shocked that somebody
had the audacity
to scream at her and say to start over.
Because she missed the video.
Isn't that wild? But like, she didn't do that. You can tell she didn't do that as a joke. That girl was genuinely like, start over. Like, I missed it. Start over. That's insane. That's insane.
People are
fucked.
Crazy.
In the head.
Have you seen, you know, Adele is doing like her Vegas residency.
Yeah, I saw that moment.
It looks nice. And I heard tickets are extremely expensive to go to that. But you know, she walks around during Let Me Photograph You in This Light. And everyone, the thing is, it's like, I love that. I want to be in the room to watch it, but I just can't stay.
She's right next to everybody. She's walking through everybody. It's really.
She is walking around like she is Jesus in Nazareth. there's something that makes me cringe watching it, because everybody looking at her is trying to get her them to like have a moment.
But she can get away with it though. She, like, I've seen those videos. She can get away with because she's so just
But it's so intimate the way the video shot where I know me, I would look like a fucking dork right there. I'd be like I don't know. There's something about it where I love, but I'm like, I can't finish the videos because the cameras are so close on these people
who are
looking at Adele like
Yes.
Hi. Like, there's really great moments. You know, people are FaceTiming their loved ones. They have a picture of
See the guy with the wife? That made me tear up a little bit. It looked like he came by himself, and his wife, I think, was a big fan, and he went there and just had her picture, just a picture of her, just up like that, show like spiritually she was there, and Adele thought that he was on FaceTime, like he had her on FaceTime, but she noticed, she saw it was just a picture, and that like she stopped and was just like, guys, I have to point this out real quick.
It was really cute. You see the one where there was like a little boy who was like probably like 7, and he kind of like had his back and he was still sitting, and then she like tapped him on the shoulder, the little boy turned around, and she just like planted a kiss like on his face, and everyone around was like, oh my gosh, like
Adele?
Yes. I just think that's like so cool. Imagine just getting like your kid just getting kissed by Adele. Like, I'd be like,
no, imagine if that was all the other way around.
if it was Michael Bublé, like, to like a girl. Like, I mean, she planted one on his face.
On his mouth? Like,
what do you mean like on his face?
On his mouth. I'm pretty sure she kissed
this. Yeah, I don't, there's no way.
Was it like
the cheek to cheek?
She Tom Brady'd it. Mm. Unbelievable.
Like the kiss and
oh, what? Is it her son?
Oh.
Oh.
That makes a lot more
sense. Oh, shit.
That's all excited. I wish that was me.
Oh, yeah.
Adele kisses random child in on it.
Oh, it's her son.
He doesn't even get fazed, obviously.
It's like he's almost embarrassed. Son. He's like, mom. Yeah. Mom. Oh,
what's weird is like, I saw that video and I was like, what a lucky young
and
boy.
And think about it. Where is his parents? You know what I mean?
I thought it was like them or something, or like maybe she knew them.
That's funny.
I don't think that his friend on the right knows that that's his mom.
Yeah.
Because he looked shocked.
He was like this.
Play it again.
That is one of my favorite Adele songs, though.
Which one?
Just like a move. Let me photograph you in this case. That video of her singing at the Brits, that song that has like
the one on the top
where it's like all the bedazzled lights behind her.
No, but like she's on the mountain, like you could, she's outside. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, it's her best performance of that song live on YouTube, and I was in the room when that happened.
Very good.
Just what a brag. Have you seen the video of that guy that walking around the mall being like, if you want to fall in love, and it's like the flash mob, and they're like, if you want to wait on me, if you ever, but the thing is, he's doing it on the subway, he's doing it at the mall.
Do those videos make you cringe when you see flash mobs?
Well, once I see it on the fourth flash mob where he's doing it in another location, I'm like, yo, sing another fucking song.
Oh, flash mobs always, like, when I see it, I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Were you ever in a flash mob?
No, but I keep getting asked.
Who?
My friend, who's a choreographer, he choreographs, like, all those flash mobs.
Really?
Yeah. And he's always asking me if I want to be a part of it.
Could you do it?
I did one for Dancing with the Stars, but it was, like, on Hollywood Boulevard, and there was, like, hundreds of us, mm-hmm. which was fine, because you can't even see me. And I was like, this will be fun to just, like, see the Dancing with the Stars people, whatever. So I did that. That was the only one I did. But the ones that he's doing are like proposals. And so it's more intimate. And it's just like we're walking around the mall or we're walking around the park. But I just, I think I'm too embarrassed.
Go on.
I was saying, is he doing this because he's filming all of them? Or like, is he doing it more of like a, like he's obviously not getting paid to do it. He's just doing it for fun.
Or he might be getting hired by somebody. He's getting hired by someone to
orchestrate. Not when there's like a proposal. Like,
no, he gets paid. You have to get paid for that. Yeah, he's not just working for free.
No. Sorry. I'm confused.
Say this guy wants to do a flash mob to propose to his girlfriend. They reach out and find choreographers that will choreograph a flash mob.
I'm talking about the ones that you see in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's people proposing to somebody in the mall.
Maybe. Yeah. There's flash mob
because
stunts
you don't
all the
want
time.
It to be. You don't want it to be obvious. You know, some people do that.
There's a flash mob for like various occasions.
Yeah. A lot of times when you see proposal pictures,
yeah,
a lot of times it's after the real proposal and they set up a nice engagement shoot where it's like they recreate the knee and like everybody does it differently.
Yeah. They just coordinate like different.
Like my sister, her fiance proposed to her at their first date spot.
So, yeah.
And then Heath took their engagement pictures at the beach in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something, the flash mobs though, there's nothing, just never set your clocks at this. Having to show up somewhere, act like you're just a normal person, and then actually you're part of it.
Yeah.
Something that's so hokey, but beautiful about the whole
thing. I want to be a part of a flash mob, but like I'm just the one that sucks out of everybody. It just starts, I'm just...
You're just everyone's off like, a whole beat. Like,
man, I want to do it.
The flash mobs were like all the rage in like the early like 2010s and stuff. Yeah. Like they were everywhere.
Remember that movie with what was it? Friends with Benefits or something? There was a movie where it was Mila Kunis and somebody else. I forget what it was.
Did you guys ever do, what was it called at your high school? They would film the video, the dubs, was it a dub smash?
Oh, where it'd be one seamless video and you'd be like singing a certain song.
It's 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. They'd go through the classrooms. They do that on the office.
I got a feeling tonight's gonna be a good night. And you'd have like the cheerleaders and then there would be like the student council. There'd be the anime club.
But it's one shot. Okay. Yeah, you know.
And the song changes through like different songs that were like hot for that year.
Yeah.
They kind of, they did that for The Office.
I think it was also around the time that couple for their wedding, their ceremony, they did Forever by Chris Brown and they came down the aisle.
Yeah.
Because The Office copied that moment.
Yes, I know that. They did the same song. I've seen that one.
But they did one in The Office, yeah.
But like, got it.
Yeah, but like high schools all across the country were doing
dubs.
I remember
that. I also don't know when they had time to do that.
It was always like for pep rally. It was pep rally hour. We never did it, but my brother would be like, everyone was so excited and the teachers were just pissed because it was... so much to coordinate the whole school.
Our security immediately, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Wait, I mean, if you do it at once and it looks really good, then like, yeah, sure. But that's a lot. That's a long time to fucking prepare for.
Because you aren't going to get it done the first time.
You aren't.
Some people weren't even ready when the camera came around. Everyone's trying to fight to get in it. Someone's taking it too long. People don't know the words. They can't hear it.
Have you seen a good one that a school has done?
Yes, there was some.
There was a lot. Yeah, there were really, really.
Ours was shit. When I saw it, I was like, oops, I ain't shit.
Well, I don't even think we had one, did we?
All my school
no
posted.
No reunion, no nothing.
All my school posted were like jerk competitions in the cafeteria. Huh?
We had those.
Oh.
In the cafeteria.
I remember those.
I thought a different type of jerking. I was like, what? What is a jerk competition? How long can you jerk for? It's a jerk off.
Jerk off.
What's a jerk competition?
It's like, you know how break dancers stand in a circle? You're a jerk.
But yes.
You're a jerk.
But there was like the reject was one move, they added in other moves. Like the pin drop and the dougie and like all those different.
Shit.
It wasn't so much like you like battle. It wasn't like that serious. It was just people hyped to just go do it in a circle.
Yeah.
It was a jerk circle.
The bleachers. Yeah.
I know you said this before, but there was Stomp the Yard. You Got Served, all those movies, Drumline. I thought my adult life, I'd be going to breakdance competitions all the time. Never once have I been to a breakdance competition. But when I was in middle school, I thought when I grow up, I'm going to breakdance.
I might get thrown into one.
Yes, or I'm at least going to them on the weekends. Sounds like a good...
But every time you like end up in a situation where, I don't know why, I have like crazy anxiety about it, but when there's a dance circle happening at a wedding or some like sort of party and people are getting pushed into the center and they're like, you're next, Matt, get in the center.
You gotta have your go-to moves ready. You gotta come up with 3 moves that you will always have prepared for weddings.
Walk it out. Oh, I do that little thing. I walk it out and then moonwalk away and everyone goes, and then I go to the bathroom.
Straight to the bar.
Yeah.
Or when a friend that you know is not gonna get in that circle goes, go, 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 and they push you, right? Yep. And then you're like, fuck, you get it done, and you're like, go. And they're like, Like, go fuck yourself.
That's that's me to you though, because you like get people hyped up and be like, Zane, get in there,
and I don't want to do it, and then I do it, and then I'm Zane like, go, go.
That. Zane always does that on the knees move where he
Oh no, I do this. Look. That is my go-to.
No, you do one where you like your knees do like a split.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been grinding the floor.
And I completely fuck up my knee. My
or when Zane, if he once he gets down the floor, he'll do this and he goes smack. It's like it's like a burlesque dancer.
Yes.
Whack.
It's the stripper heel clack. Yes. Just that like.
Pop. You know who showed me that? You did.
Yes. You know who showed me that? You did.
Yo, I remember one time when we were at that USC Zane, frat
it's
party.
It's the jiggle and then slap.
You did that at a USC frat party years ago, and I was like, oh, the party was like, this guy is like, legit. It looked like they had hired a stripper. You were just like, and you two were like, just like.
You guys got to practice some duo moves for these future weddings. What are you going to do for Matt's?
Oh, that's true.
We're going to do the whole
backflip move.
No, we're doing the whole it's tricky.
Oh.
From White Chicks.
Wait. Oh. Like, with a flip too?
Yeah.
The flip we'll is so it. Easy. You're
okay,
good.
Then you do the flip. I'll
try to throw it.
Okay, thank God.
It'll dance circle.
Might be sight.
But there was nothing worse than like someone though, you know, hops in the dance circle and they're not good and the crowd goes mild. Like,
no, you should never go mild on somebody that is brave enough to go in the circle.
Yeah. I'm always rooting, but like sometimes you get these senses where the crowd's like, if someone else is like trying to do something. Oh. I want a supportive dance circle.
Right. You would never like get in a dance circle, right?
I do.
No, but like, would you only go like, would you give 50% or would you give 100%?
20%.
So why don't dancers give their full?
No, they do. I don't.
I think it's just an uncomfortable thing because
you don't want to show
off. Most people
there
aren't like a dancer, and then you come in. It's like, you know, throwing on. It's just like, all right, we get. You know, it's almost like a we get it type deal.
Yeah,
oh, I know. I'd be like. Good.
But it's so funny in like those movies, like Honey with Jessica Alba, her and three friends, they go to a bar and they like three girls like just do some dance
actual
together.
Actual dance circles with dancers are so much fun. I don't go in.
Yeah.
I don't go in. So much fun because you want to give 110% and you want to see like everybody's different styles and their moves. And it's just like, it's crazy how different... Never mind.
You guys want to go to a sideshow?
What's a sideshow?
Miles keeps trying to get me to go to a sideshow.
No. What's
like
a sideshow?
Like a rap battle?
It was like a Bay Area thing where people, they go and like block off a whole intersection and they just take their
hoopies
and they just start whipping donuts and like spinning and everybody's in like this huge crowd around an intersection.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
And it's all just like
traffic.
It's right. It's crazy. No part of me is interested
but
in
that. But they do it at like midnight. It's not like a...
Yeah, but worse. They've also been doing... Then the police will then blockade when one happens and everybody gets a ticket. You'll get like $1,000 ticket.
Yeah, well, that's why they get
oh,
in
wait,
and get
oh, that's
out.
Smart. Wait, they'll block a whole section and they have to come through that.
They just did that in like SoCal.
They like get in and try to get out quick, but like he'll go to like these different sideshows.
Fuck.
And he's like, you should come with me.
I didn't even know those were called sideshows.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I want to go to a hellhole where just, the cars are like, driving on the walls. Have you ever seen those? Like,
he got, some he got random, hit at one.
A car hit him?
Yeah. While he was standing or in a car?
Standing on the outside. Like, because they're all like watching like video and everybody's like going, like they're like playing music and it's like hype. And then one car like spun and got a little bit too close and clipped him and knocked his legs out from
him. Oh, hell no.
It's like a car dance circle. Like you go in one at a time and like you do your drift. You do your move. You hit like your burnout.
Oh, yeah.
It goes crazy.
Yeah, that sounds, I don't want my leg clipped.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be
around. Where do they usually hold these?
They just pop up in different areas because it's illegal. So they like have to keep changing it. They all coordinate.
But is it like at an intersection? Is it more of like...
They'll do it downtown LA.
Downtown LA gets rowdy.
It's...
So you're pretty much... Everybody's there for about 5 minutes. Like
it's longer.
It's longer than that? Jeez.
Not my cup of tea.
Should we watch Tokyo Drift before we go to Tokyo?
I don't think the movie's that big over there.
They just have it playing on their like Times Square screens.
I just got charged $500 for SoCal Arena.
Mm.
Yo, I lost one of my favorite jackets this weekend.
Oh no.
I'm right about to walk out the arena. I go, oh my God, my jacket. Like a college sports arena. It's so, it's not that big. It's not like the Staples Center. I'm like, can I please just go in? They go, no, you can put in a request. I'm like, it's an expensive jacket. It's reasonably expensive. And, but I'm like, I go, it's my favorite jacket. Can I please? She goes, sir, calm down. Just,
there's I nothing worse. Sir, you need to calm
I
down.
I hate to put in a that. Request. She goes, you can put in a request right there. And I'm like, and it was freezing outside. I wanted my jacket. She goes, no, put in a request. And I'm like, I put in my seat, everything. And I just got an email today. They go, we don't know where your jacket is.
Oh my.
And I'm like,
Somebody probably took it.
You want to close it out, Zane?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Make sure to check out the audio of the podcast every single Monday, Spotify, Apple, however you guys listen. And then the video version every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Also, make sure to check out cremota.com for the best coffee in the world. We've got K-Cups, we've got bag coffee, we've got whole and ground espresso. And we also have matcha coming out very soon. We have a hot chocolate, truffle hot chocolate. That's really, really good. Again, cremota.com. And then also make sure to check our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We got early access to all these episodes. So you get to see them a few days early, all ad free. We do a bonus episode every single month. The bonus this recent one that we just posted was with Todd and Jordan. We got high and it was really, really funny. And then you get a monthly Q&A, access to the Discord, and everything we've ever posted on there. So make sure to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
Have a wonderful day.
We love you guys. Bye. And then, oh, we do the unwind right now for another like 20 minutes. We keep the cameras rolling and we post this on Patreon as well. So unwinders, we'll see you in a second. Bye guys.
Thank you.